death couldn't stop Wild Bill Byrne from riding to Sturgis, but his sons could. Find out how in Trevor Halloway's latest novel, Ashes and Asphalt, available online at Amazon.com and more.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me from the UK is Paul Joseph Watson. We've been talking about this video that was released showing the Marines, and it was released by our government as, I think, a PSYOP operation to get us accustomed to the idea that we've got military in the streets. I think that's a huge part of what Jade Helm is about. Joe Biggs actually got an email from one of the people that he used to serve with who, and when we first started talking about Jade Helm, he said, be quiet, you're going to ruin the PSYOP. This is a PSYOP. So we know what they're training for. We know they're training for the American people. It's kind of like when they did a training exercise right at the border of Russia, and there was that interview with Vladimir Putin, and the guy was asking him about that, and he said, well, those aren't directed towards you, and Vladimir Putin just laughed for about 20 seconds. Come on, we know when they're training for us. We know the way they're training. We know the asymmetric warfare centers that they've got inside the military bases. We've seen the scenarios that they've talked about. And we know that there's a lot of people who are rightfully concerned about an economic meltdown. Look at this story that just came up on Infowars.com. This is from Reuters. Puerto Rican officials warn that the government shutdown there is imminent. They say that they are broke. Puerto Rico's top finance officials said the government of the U.S. territory will likely shut down in 3 months because of a looming liquidity crisis, and warned of a devastating impact on the island's economy. We look at that. We look at all the news about the war on cash, and we talked about that just yesterday with Paul Joseph Watson, how they are telling people you can't put cash in your savings deposit. They're trying to actually get cash abolished. We've got the chief economist for Citibank talking about the different ways that they can make cash disappear so they can better control the currency. Paul, your comments about Puerto Rico and where do you think this is all headed?
Well, I mean, I came on here long before the Ferguson riots and said that there are going to be riots and civil unrest inside America, and that's been proven correct. The CFR, they exhibited their concern about it last year. They said this is all part of the American distemper, in their own words. You know, it happens to Big New Brzezinski saying there's a global political awakening, which has basically spiraled out of the control of the elite. We see these statements continually, again, out of Davos. Robert Johnson said that the elite are buying hideaways in New Zealand to prepare for mass unrest as a result of wealth inequality and this lack of faith in the political system, you know, Congress record low approval ratings, and they're genuinely concerned about it. So people should get beyond the denial, but also have discernment in not thinking that because Walmart closed these five stores across the country for reasons of, in one case in California, it was to oppose unionization and the employees trying to get better pay and working conditions. Don't then conflate that with all this documented evidence of preparation for martial law. Because, you know, two police cars parked outside a closed Walmart doesn't mean that they're going to turn it into a FEMA camp. It means that they're guarding the stock from looters because there's nobody there. There's no staff there.
Sure.
So we've got the admitted examples of where they're contracted to build these internment facilities. That kind of gets ignored and dismissed.
Then I tell you what's interesting, Paul, is that they keep,
and then the media seizes upon it, and it's like, oh, look at what the tinfoil hatters are saying now, Walmart, right, FEMA camps. They do the same trick every single time.
And what we're going to hear, I know when they have this Jade Helm 15 meeting in Bastrop County, we're going to hear that we do this kind of training all the time. We all know that this is not customary. We all know that this hasn't been going on all the time. And very few people know. We reported it here at InfoWars, but it was last summer that the Pentagon shut down a program giving surplus equipment to fire departments. They shut it down for about a month. They said they were going to discontinue it. They've been doing that for 60 years. And at the same time, they couldn't get enough MRAPs and armored personnel carriers into the hands of people who had arresting authority. That's what Section 1033 was. So they wanted to shut it down to the fire department and give it to the people who could arrest citizens. Thanks for joining us. Paul Joseph Watson, stay with us. Anthony Gucciardi, a natural society, is going to be with us right after we come back. He's going to talk about the deceiving vitamin studies and Monsanto's effort.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Group for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and joining me now is Anthony Gucciardi from Natural Society. And of course, we've talked a lot in this on the show about how the new model for corporate cronyism is to basically hold a gun to your head and force you to buy their products, use the government to do it. But there's also, they still operate in the old-fashioned way, and that is by deception and by marketing and by propaganda. And we've seen that this week in terms of the articles coming out, a couple of articles talking about how taking extra vitamins can do more harm than good and increase the risk of cancer. And whenever I see this, I always ask, well, who's funding this? And I looked at this article, and they had numbers for the, well, this will go up this much percent and that sort of thing if you take too much. But it's like, what is too much? They don't even define what too much is, and they don't even define what they're talking about in terms of you know, what kind of vitamins these are. We just had a report not too long ago, Anthony. It was beginning of February. We learned that GNC, Target, Walmart, Walgreens were all accused of selling adulterated herbals and vitamins. They said they had garbage in them. It wasn't, in many cases, it wasn't what was advertised. They're being called on the carpet about that. So I guess the question was, what kind of vitamins were they getting, who was funding this study, and what do they consider to be too much? None of that stuff was put out there, but they do a very good job of firing a shot across the bow of anybody that's trying to help their health by taking supplements and doing research.
You know, I have a very unique perspective on this because I've heard all the radio shows debating about this, and they have the experts on, the nutritionists, and they're saying vitamins are good, all that. We know that. I actually agree with the study, and I'll tell you why. Because they're studying the big pharma-run garbage vitamins. So specifically, we're talking about the vitamins that they say adulterated. It just means they're full of so many fillers that there's no real herbs inside of them and that they're complete junk and oftentimes made in China. So I think it is true that taking too many of certain vitamins can give you cancer, can give you heart attacks, you name it. I think it destroys your endocrine system, and the research is on my side. However, this study is extremely, extremely deceptive. And it brings me back to 2011 when I actually wrote a piece called Why Many Vitamin Studies Are Absolutely Worthless. And this is 2011 when the real attack on vitamins began. Now, specifically, what happens is they take, let's say, like vitamin E, which is one of my favorites because every single time a vitamin study comes out, they always use vitamin E on the forefront because they know, the researchers, if they have half a brain, that the natural form of vitamin E is super good. It has anti-aging effects. It gets rid of oxidation in the body. It's an antioxidant in many ways. But then the synthetic form, which is a petroleum-based version, so it's the runoff byproduct of petroleum, the synthetic garbage kind, that can actually kill you and give you birth defects. Mm-hmm. And, you know, cause birth defects in children and cause other reproductive issues and destroy your endocrine system like BPA does. Mm-hmm. So they go in and they say, well, gee, that form of vitamin E is bad. So then what they do, these studies, these big pharma-backed studies, they go and create a system that says that vitamins are bad, where they only study the synthetic, fake, petroleum-based forms that we already know give you cancer. So the study's right, 100%. If you're going to go into a pharmacy and you're going to take a $2 multivitamin, or now I see them as low as 99 cents, you go into that pharmacy and you buy that multivitamin, it's full of synthetic garbage chemicals, then of course you're going to get cancer. And it's not just the vitamins either. Yeah. I mean, as you notice, a lot of these studies use Centrum, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Backed by the major big pharma corporations that make it. And some of these actually have, I'm going to read a short little list. This is just a short, short list. Some of these chemicals that are inside of these vitamins. Aspartame, wow, for flavoring, first of all. Synthetic vitamin forms, which we covered. So the fake vitamin E that we know causes birth defects, endocrine system disorders. The coal tar extracted artificial coloring agents. Right, so that's the FD&C blue number 2, red number 40, yellow number 6, hydrogenated oil, and of course they also have oftentimes GMO corn, yeah, and other GMOs.
Yeah, that's like saying that corn is bad for you because so much of it is a GMO. We know that if they're going to do a study on corn and see if people take a lot of corn, most likely they're going to get genetically modified corn, which is not the same as what many people are thinking of as corn. But they don't want us to see that on the label. They don't want us to know if it's organic corn or if it's non-GMO. They hide that information from you, just like they're hiding that in these studies.
And it's funny you mentioned the GMOs. It's exactly the same thing. Because also, take it a step further. The synthetic vitamins are bad, and GMOs are bad. But are GMOs inherently bad because of the organization of the actual genetics inside of the crops and the seeds? Probably. But what we know is bad is the Roundup that Monsanto has created as the number one herbicide that is inside of the corn and sprayed on all the GMO crops because they're right, resistant to it.
It's so systemic. It's not even something that you can wash off. It's inside the corn, right, genetically put in there. So you can't get rid of the pesticide on the GMO corn because they engineered it to have glyphosate inside of it.
Just like you can't get rid of the fillers inside of these vitamins.
Mm-hmm. And so, that's an interesting point, too, because, you know, they came up with this non-GMO label. It was something the grocery store chain wanted to do because if you have an organic label, if it earns that, then it has to not only not have any pesticides put on it, but it also includes the fact that it's not genetically modified. But they could come up with the non-GMO, and as long as it wasn't genetically modified, they could still spray it with pesticides. They could still do all that other kind of stuff, you know, and that would make it cheaper for them to raise. And people think that they're getting something that is, quote unquote, organic when it's not. That's the subtle ways that they use this labeling stuff to deceive people.
That's the big scam.
Yeah.
And it's just like how we've known for so long that Monsanto's Roundup herbicide with glyphosate in it, which they created and have the patent for, is killing people. And the World Health Organization now agrees it's causing cancer, but we're spraying it anyway. And scientists are saying ban it and ban it and ban it, and the debate is still not about whether or not we should be using Roundup. It's about the GMOs, but the very reason that the GMOs are also toxic is the Roundup. It's so complicated, but it's so simple when you break it down. And I wanted to talk about this study. This is just one study. There's thousands of them. This is from 1992. So this is talking about the differences between organic and garbage vitamin E. And it's breaking it down. This is, you can read the abstract here. I've actually read the whole study. Basically, what they find is that synthetic vitamin E, as I mentioned, causes birth defects and messes up the endocrine system. And this is what we've been knowingly put into vitamins for so long. And this is the petroleum-based form. And then that's the reason I had to write this story that's up on Infowars.com right now in the featured box, how vitamin studies deceive the public into big pharma profits. Now, this is really a deceptive, disgusting trick to say that vitamins are killing you without telling you what it is, as we've discussed. So what it comes down to, in my opinion, is that they are losing the battle. Yes. Big Pharma is losing the battle. Monsanto is losing the battle. And that ties into another report about how they're actually using trolls to attack us.
Yes.
Because it's now been confirmed by a Monsanto employee, nonetheless, that Monsanto has an entire department meant to ridicule and discredit scientists and others who actually would go ahead and say that GMOs are unsafe and that Roundup is bad for you. So what that means is they have an army of trolls. And for those who are not aware, an internet troll is someone that just causes problems and stirs up BS for no reason with no actual basis and doesn't want to argue the facts. It's someone that you've all seen them on the comments on Facebook or on InfoWars or wherever, where they're stirring up trouble for no real reason. We've known they existed for a long time. The government does it. But now a Monsanto employee in an investors meeting publicly stated, not knowing that this was open to the public, that there was an entire department, because everyone's freaking out. The World Health Organization saying Roundup is bad for you and it's causing cancer. They were all freaking out saying, what are we going to do about this? And he said, rest assured, my friends, we have an entire department working around the clock to discredit these scientists.
Wow.
These scientists that care about your health.
Yeah.
They have a department to discredit us, and they use BS and slander in attacking us on the comments over and over again.
Well, of course, if you look at these studies, I remember when we got those horrific pictures of that study that was done in France feeding the rats GMO food, and they had these massive tumors all over their body, right? And so then what does the industry do? They run another study, and they say, look, that happened with our rats because they ran it for a very, very, very short period of time compared to what the other guys did. Okay, so that's the way they can game it. They can fund any kind of study that they want. They've got the media on their side, as you point out, because pretty much every ad that you hear anymore is an ad for the pharmaceutical companies or for Monsanto. I remember years ago when we used to go to, used to live in Florida, we used to go to Disney World pretty often, and Epcot, of course, the food exhibit, the land, well, it was all sponsored by Monsanto. You know, they had hydroponic gardens, and they were showing how science was going to feed the world and everything. What they weren't telling you about was the glyphosates, the GMOs, and all this sort of thing. But they hung out there. It's a massive, massive PR campaign.
Well, it reminds me of the town of Nitro that received $90 million because of the mass poisoning through Agent Orange and the creation of all of that with Monsanto. And it's just like, imagine, it's almost like Idiocracy, where Monsanto is just trying to prop itself up as some great corporation. They should just take all the money they spend on marketing and use it for something else. I mean, no one's buying it. They've been voted the worst company in the world over and over and over again. We've launched press releases declaring them the worst company in the world. Everyone totally agrees that their reign is over, and that's why they have these trolls.
Yeah.
And on the flip side, Big Pharma is making more money now than ever. This was the record year, even bigger than 2013, which was considered the pharmaceutical boom for a lot of people because, of course, Obamacare and all the deception on that. But this, specifically now, Big Pharma is now becoming the new Monsanto. They're launching these attacks on vitamins to keep people away from them, to think that their paradigm, their old health paradigm of pharmaceutical intervention, is still the only way to live.
Mm-hmm.
When we all know, everyone listening knows, that's total not true.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to vitamins and they find, oh my God, it's actually changing me. Oh my God, when I take these things, I'm actually having a difference. I'm actually feeling better. And they simply can't have that. So what they say is it's a placebo. It's a mental effect. Because if they can psychologically get your mind, then they can get your physical body and they can get your wallet and then get your paycheck.
Yeah.
That's the whole system. If they can make you think that you're a quack, Mm-hmm. See, they make you disbelieve that things are happening. I mean, we've had people...
It's just a conspiracy theory.
It's just a conspiracy theory.
It's just a conspiracy theory that they're creating petroleum-based vitamins. I didn't know that about vitamin E. I knew that there were artificial sweeteners they wanted to avoid because they were petroleum-based. It just amazes me that they would feed us petroleum. This is beyond Soylent Green. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Anthony Gucciardi of Natural Society.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid in regular and extra strength. Our Silver Soap, made with all natural organic ingredients, leaves your skin clean and refreshed. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog. 844-USE-SILVER. Or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only One Silver Solution.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Group for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we have with us Anthony Gucciardi from Natural Society. We've just been talking about the ways that big pharmaceutical companies as well as big agra is deceiving us and lying to us, but we're getting some victories. I think they're getting the message that people really want cleaner food. This article from Mercola says that Coke and Pepsi are now going to remove flame retardant chemical from their products. Isn't that nice? We can now have that without drinking flame retardants, just like I guess we can get bread from Subway without getting rubber mat chemicals in it. So
you'd think they'd do that in the first place, obviously, just like you would think McDonald's that 10, 15 years ago would have started removing the crud from their food, trying to stay competitive. But the good news is that we are forcing them to do all these things. Mm-hmm. Just like Hershey's, the major chocolate manufacturer, just agreed to remove high fructose corn syrup from the Hershey Kisses and their chocolate products. That's good news. Mm-hmm. I mean, it shouldn't have been in there in the first place. And then high fructose corn syrup has mercury in it, and it's undoubtedly making us fatter and killing us. But it is good news that these corporations are being forced to change, because after all, they haven't changed in how many decades, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we've been pushing them over and over and over again and receiving victories time and time again. And as far as I understand, Vermont just had a big GMO labeling victory as well. And we're still getting some more intel on that. But over and over again, we seem to have these huge victories with Monsanto losing money, and it just ties back into how we were talking earlier about these companies paying internet trolls. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me of an article where Coca-Cola was found to pay these health leaders in different incentives, like, oh, we'll give you a free car or whatever it was, in order to say that a healthy snack option was like a little bit of nuts and a small can of Coca-Cola, right? So they exactly. were trying to say that Coca-Cola can fit in anyone's healthy diet as long as we have caloric restrictions and blah, 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 which is total garbage, obviously. But they were paying them off to say these things because they are desperate. They won't have to pay people to say these things if it were true.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what they're going to be taking out of this is BVO. That's brominated vegetable oil. They say that it was first patented as a flame retardant. But it's been added to American sodas for decades. And, Anthony, this reminds me of what they're doing with this dye, that this dye component that was they're getting pushed back in California, and it's been banned in a lot of countries. But, of course, Coke and Pepsi for years would continue to put this dangerous dye into their sodas. And the things are brown. I mean, what is it? I mean, it's not like it's some bright color that is going to increase consumption. I mean, it's just to make it brown. How many different dyes do you need to make something brown? And, of course, Coke said we're going to take it out, did take it out. Pepsi, not so much. They're going to continue to do it. Yeah, Pepsi is going to continue to put that in. It's like, why is that so important to them? I mean, why do they have to have fire retardants? Why do they have to have dangerous dyes in their products when their products are brown? It's just insane.
Well, you know, having an inside scoop on the supplement industry, talking to some of the biggest manufacturers, in fact, the biggest manufacturers in the world, sourcing products and everything like that, I can tell you why. Because with companies like that, where it comes down to millions or billions of bottles, and not thousands of bottles, 1 cent per bottle matters a lot. I mean, a lot. Mm-hmm. So if they can save 2 cents a bottle with a chemical that they get from China en masse for less than a penny per bottle, then they're actually going to fight millions and millions of dollars in lobbying fees to get that, because it will save them in the long run, maybe, because they don't think, like us, they don't think, well, in a month. They think in 30 years it'll save us $500 million. Mm-hmm. And we're talking now about companies, even in the pharmaceutical or nutraceutical realm, that are using contaminants from China to fill up their products just so it looks like the capsule is full, and they're spending nothing on it. I mean, it's basically free. It's free money for them. Mm-hmm. They're selling capsules now that are cost like 1 cent at Whole Foods, even for like $5. Now, some of these per capsule. That's how serious it's getting. They're marking it up over and over again with total contaminants. And that's what's happening with Coca-Cola and Pepsi. They care about the 1 cent per bottle.
And I know that's true of the fast food companies, too. That's why I don't like to, if I'm going to get a hamburger, I want to eat at a local restaurant. They advertise they've got organic burgers or organic meat or whatever. I know that the local people are not going to try to cut corners, like you point out. If they can shave a penny off here or a penny off there, that's big bucks to them. But it's going the local companies, the local restaurants are not going to do that because they know it's going to hurt their business and it's not going to save them much money. So they have a disincentive financially to do that, whereas the other guys have an incentive to do precisely that. We're talking about the way that they're pushing back on stuff, and I think one of the important things that happened in this last election, and we talked about it at the time, was that in Hawaii, there were organic farmers there that shut down the growing of Monsanto's GMO products there. They did that in the election. And that's been far more effective than trying to get the labeling through, is to shut it down at the source. But there's an article up on Infowars.com today that now a federal judge is going in. It looks like they're going to overturn the desires of the voters and the farmers.
Well, of course they are. I mean, at the end of the day, also, the Supreme Court even has a Monsanto justice on the bench.
Well, we're out of time. Thank you so much, Anthony Gucciardi, Natural Society. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medications. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Radio, 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 radio.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. I'm going to take your calls in just a few moments if you want to call in about the stories we've been talking about today. Of course, Obama expressing regret that he accidentally killed some Americans, never expressing any regret that he's killed thousands of innocent people with the drone assassination program. We've also been talking about the video that was released by the government to condition us, I guess, to the idea that we're going to have Marines in our streets working against anyone who is protesters, doing crowd control, doing riot control. This is the way it begins. And, of course, you can see that footage right there. We talked to Paul Joseph Watson about that quite a bit. If you want to call in and talk about that or anything else we've talked about today, give us a call at 800-259-9231. Before I get back to the news, I just want to let you know again that we have Silver Bullet InfoWars Life's colloidal silver is now 50% off at InfoWars Life store. InfoWarsLife.com, it is down $14 to $14.95 from $29.95. You'll save $15 per bottle. And again, that's a powerful 30 parts per million colloidal silver. Get it right now while it's in stock. We frequently run out of it, and we've had, this is the largest sale we've had on right now, 50% off, $15 per bottle savings. I just want to run down through some of the news that's up on InfoWars.com right now. We've got, as I mentioned with Paul Joseph Watson, Puerto Rico officials are warning that there's going to be a government shutdown imminent in the next couple of months unless they get bailed out. That's the way it's starting. It's not just in Europe. It's also here. Of course, they're trying to find ways to stimulate the economy. That's why they're talking about negative interest rates. They've got to get us all to take our money out and spend it real quickly. So they've got to punish us if we try to save it. It's not enough to punish us through the tax code. They've got to punish us with negative interest rates and to make sure that we don't just hold the cash in our pockets, in our mattresses. They're going to try to do things to tax the cash, to abolish actually having cash. That's been talked about by Citibank's chief economist. We also have ex-CIA chief David Petraeus to be sentenced fairly soon for leaking military secrets. Wow. Do you think he's going to get the same kind of sentence that Manning did? I don't think so. I think he probably won't get a long enough sentence that he will miss this June's Bilderberg meeting. I bet you'll see him there. I don't think he's going to be doing any time in jail. Not at all. Of course, we've also got Deutsche Bank, which is not going to be doing any time in jail. They've been fined a record $2.5 billion in rate rigging. This is reported by Reuters. U.S. and British regulators have fined Deutsche Bank $2.5 billion, and its British subsidiary pleaded guilty to criminal wire fraud. But, of course, no matter what they do, whether it is money laundering or wire fraud, whatever, they're too big to jail. We've got the LIBOR scandal. We've got money laundering that Citibank was caught in, as well as HSBC. Now, Deutsche Bank have been caught doing that. But, of course, Eric Holder said it wouldn't serve the interests of our country to put any of them in jail. So they gave them a fine that amounts to a very short period of their profits. Nothing against the individuals who set this up, who set up the money laundering for drug cartels, for terrorist organizations. Nothing for these people who are rigging the financial markets, the LIBOR market, the commodities market, the stock market. They just do whatever they want. So you know what? I don't think David Petraeus is going to serve any time in jail either. Like I said, I think it's June that is coming up, the Bilderberg meeting, and he's become a regular there. He now works for another Wall Street firm, Kohlberg, Kravitz, and Roberts. These are the guys that were behind the massive leveraged buyouts a few decades ago. They're still in operation. Also, old models of work are broken. This is a story that's up on InfoWars.com. No sector will be immune to the changing nature of work and of value creation. And, of course, many people are talking about how in just a few years we're going to see 50% unemployment. Okay, you think it's a big deal when they shut down five Walmarts? Imagine what's going to happen when we've got 50% unemployment. Oh, yeah, that's why they've got the Marines training to fight the crowds. Look, they're going to replace truck drivers. They're going to replace people in every industry are going to be replaced with artificial intelligence as well as robotics. And if they can't replace you with a machine, they're going to import people into this country to take your job. It's all part of taking down the West. It's all part of the deconstruction plan. Of course, we've talked a lot this week about the Trans-Pacific Partnership and how that is pulling these different regions together into a global governance by multinational corporations. Another part of that, though, is to basically alter the countries with open borders. We see that in the UK, Nigel Farage is saying send them back. He backs the policy that they have in Australia of returning all immigrants so they can stop the millions who are trying to cross the Mediterranean. And, of course, there's this situation in Libya. As we've reported earlier this week, we've got a lot of people that are dying and trying to get from Libya to Italy. They're saying turn them back to stop this flow of immigrants. Some people are saying, well, that would be inhumane. Well, perhaps that would stop the flow of immigrants if they were to not know that they would not be able to get in. But, of course, at the very source of this is our foreign policy, overthrowing the government of Libya. Every time we go in, as Rand Paul pointed out, every time we go in to depose one of these secular dictators, we wind up with a quagmire, usually being run by radical Islamicists, and that's what we see in Libya as well. Now, we also have this article that was up at the top of Drudge yesterday and part of today. Census says a record 51 million immigrants in just 8 years will account for 82% of the U.S. growth in population. This is a massive demographic change. And, of course, that's what's happening in Europe. It's also what's happening in America. And, again, they want to balkanize and take down the existing legal system, cultural systems, set up different groups against each other within the countries. That divide-and-conquer strategy will allow them to set one group against another as they take down the different Western economies. And then there was this interesting story that came out a couple of days ago from Breitbart, talking about a Mexican theme park that is offering illegal U.S. border crossing practices. Actually, they've got a situation there that's called Eco Alerto, and those wishing to play as if they were false illegal immigrants can pay 250 pesos to experience a simulated border crossing where they wade through mud, tunnels, and across rough terrain without torches or water while trying to evade border guards, thieves, and dangerous drug traffickers, all being played by actors. There we go. I'm reminded of the comment that Jeremy Clarkson, maybe it's one of the reasons he's not on the air anymore, because he just wasn't politically correct. You know, he said there weren't any, the Mexican country didn't have an Olympic team because everybody who could run, jump, or swim was already in America. And so I guess they can go to this Mexican theme park and practice exactly doing that. And again, pointing out that this is not just an American problem, but it is also a problem throughout Europe. The New York Times reports that Germany's small towns are feeling the cost of Europe's migrant crisis. They are crying out for money because they cannot afford to take care of everybody. See, what they do is they set up the welfare state, the entitlement state in all these Western countries. Then they open the border to the entire world. And that will take us down, just as the sociologist Cloward and Piven forecast. They said that this is the way that we essentially destroy the existing states so that we can rebuild our socialist utopia on the ruins, just as we were talking earlier in the program about the coming Avengers program and the interview with Robert Downey Jr. That was in the last Captain America. There was a lot of rich illustrations there of how this is being played out, not only with Operation Paperclip, but also with the character being played by Robert Redford saying we have to destroy the area before we can rebuild it into the utopia that we want. That is the strategy of Cloward and Piven, to create an entitlement state, to open the borders, to tell everyone to come in. And, of course, what people don't realize is that in the Trans-Pacific Partnership that is there, the Transatlantic Partnership, something for Europe as well as for us, as there's an entire chapter there about open borders and open immigration. And that, my friends, is why no one in either party is doing anything about our open borders, is because that is part of NAFTA. Well, let's go to some of your calls right now. I want to see what your comments are on what we've been talking about. Let's go to Brian in Colorado. Go ahead. Go ahead, Brian.
Doing a great job. I want to talk about David Crowley. He was the director for Gray State,
yes.
And he was apparent murder-suicide. There's a string of these things going on, and these people, they really need to be brought to justice. And to be quite honest with you, all you guys that work there, you're in danger for any of this stuff happening. So I would suggest anybody listening to this that's an advocate for freedom in this country, that this could happen to them, maybe get a camera and hide it and just share that information with very close people so we can at least get the guys, the henchmen, behind this. Maybe
well, you know, it's interesting because that's the way Joe Biggs got here to InfoWars, was because he was speaking out about what happened to his friend and Michael Hastings. And there was, at the very beginning, we looked at the accident of Michael Hastings. And again, I don't know about the Gray State. We've heard from people. We've been in contact with people on both sides. Some people believe that It was a suicide. Some people believe that he was murdered. But clearly with Michael Hastings, from the very beginning, the way the automobile accident was set up, I didn't buy it. And then we found in the subsequent days that he was telling everybody, hey, the FBI is coming after me. I need to go dark for a while. I'm on the run. Even concerned with his friend who lived in the same apartment building, concerned that somebody was planting something in his car. So there were a lot of indications about that, and that's the way Joe Biggs got here. So, yeah, we certainly understand that that is a risk. We certainly understand that our government is capable of assassinating people. They make it pretty open now. I mean, we've got drone assassination programs. They're still not openly talking about the fact that they would assassinate filmmakers or people who are journalists who criticize them. They're still keeping that quiet. They're still not talking about that openly. But, yeah, we all understand that that's a risk. Go ahead. Do you have another comment?
Not really. I just would encourage everyone to, you know, with today's technology, it's the means. You can get a camera and stash it in your house. That way you've got peace of mind, that you know that if they go and whack you, there's a good chance you may be able to find the people that are responsible for this. And in saying that, if we do catch one of these guys, they could lead us to who told them to go and do it. You know, that would be the greatest thing ever. And
absolutely.
Keep up the good work and move right along the chain of calls. Thanks a lot. Have a good
Thank
day.
Thank you, Brian. Yeah, you know, when you're talking about keeping an extra camera there, that reminds me of the Adrian Schoolcraft situation. Of course, he was a New York City Police Department whistleblower, and he had recorded for a couple of years the fact that the New York City Police Department was encouraging people to go out and make arrests that were unnecessary, to do things to hide serious crimes so they would look good in the FBI statistics, nevertheless ruthlessly persecute people to try to collect petty fines. He was very upset about that. And so he started recording that. When they found out about it, the number two in command went to his apartment, and they basically gave him an ultimatum and said, you know, you need to turn over these things or we're going to commit you. And we have that recording because he was, not only did he have a recording on him at that time, and then they found that, and you can hear when they found that recording device on him in his apartment, but he also had another recording device up behind the books on the bookshelf, and they did not find that one. And his father, who was a police officer, after he went missing, searched his apartment, found that recording, and knew that they had committed him somewhere, but he couldn't find him for several days. Now, you talk about outing people and things happening to them. There's nothing happened to those guys in the New York Police Department, unfortunately, not that I know of. Instead, they were coming after Adrian Schoolcraft, but he was able to, as a whistleblower like Frank Serpico, expose a lot of the things that were being done by the New York Police Department. At the very maximum, what you're going to get from that is a change in policy because, again, like the bankers, like David Petraeus, nobody goes to jail in America if you're breaking the laws. It's only the whistleblowers, apparently, that they come after. But we're going to change that. Let's go to James in Italy. You want to talk about the Marines on the street, James? Go ahead.
Hi, I just want to bring up a point that the Fleet Anti-Terrorism Security Team video that you guys have posted, you're bordering on disinformation, okay? Those Marines are stationed there at Camp Allen, Norfolk, Virginia. I am a former FAST Marine myself, and these guys will deploy to Rota, Spain, Bahrain, and Japan to basically set up security for three sectors of the world if and when a U.S. embassy would be attacked. They would go in and set up security and clear out the building if there were any hostiles involved.
Well, let me ask you about the asymmetric warfare center that they've got at the Marine base and Camp Lejeune. That's a asymmetric warfare center that's different from the one in Fort A.P. Hill. That the one in Fort A.P. Hill is set up essentially for a city with a lot of urban types of transportation. The one that Marines have is one that's set up for more suburban, rural aspect. Why do they have those there? Is that for the Marine Embassy? Is that what they're training for, an embassy in the farmlands or of America?
I was never involved in any of those areas. All the areas that I trained in were specifically mock embassies. And these Bravo Company Marines, formerly 3rd FAST, actually went to Benghazi when all that was going down, okay? So you can understand why these guys would be training in this video with fellow Marines as opposition forces, because they get put into very – go ahead.
Yeah. Are you aware of any of the training scenarios where they have talked about getting people's Social Security numbers, where they have talked about how the enemy is the Tea Party, conservatives, and libertarians. Are you aware of any of those training scenarios?
I haven't been in the Marine Corps since 2010, and all the stuff that's coming to light lately, I never had any involvement in.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the MIAC report that came out in 2009, that was saying that that was warning law enforcement coming out of a Department of Homeland Fusion Center. That was warning law enforcement, be on the lookout for people who have stickers that say that they voted for Ron Paul or for Chuck Baldwin, or people that have Gadsden flags, that type of thing. People who were part of, would self-identify with the Patriot Movement. So that was something we broke back in 2009, but it is changing. It is getting more and more common to see this type of thing. And I guess, you know, when we look at this and we see Marines being used for crowd control, they did say that that was in an embassy setting. But, of course, we see that they're using this in a lot of different scenarios. When I went through Fort AP Hill, that was an American city. And so I have to wonder why they have the military training to take over an American city. Are you concerned at all about these training exercises that you see throughout the country?
Jade Helm has me concerned a bit, but I just want to get back to the point. This video was filmed in Yorktown, Virginia, which is home to Bravo Company, Second Fast, formerly Second Fast. And you can see that they're on a military installation, and I believe that there's, like, hype to this, and it's just these guys aren't training for civilians in America. I mean, they're training for overseas deployments to protect United States embassies.
All right. Thanks for letting us know, James. We're out of time. Stay with us. We're going to come right back after the break. We're going to take more of your calls.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camp, providing your basic needs to survive.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. In this last segment of the show today, we're going to go back to your calls. We just had a call from James in Italy talking about the video that we had showing Marines training for crowd control. And I think on the heels of the National Guard tapes that we just saw from the dirty bomb drill that were made by people in the area showing the National Guard moving against role players who self-identified themselves as sovereign citizens, and that was the cue for the National Guard to go against them. I think that it's very concerning to see the military training over and over again in our cities, in these scenarios, and even, and he says that unit that's there is a unit that is tasked with protecting embassies. Fine, I understand that. Nevertheless, we have the military at all levels and all divisions training throughout America in the cities at a level we have never seen before. And I don't think we should get used to this. I don't think we should tolerate this in the cities. And I'm very concerned about that. Again, as you're looking at this, you can see some clips from a couple of years ago. I think this one was in L.A. Looks like the night clips that they had in L.A. But, of course,
this
it was just
Fort Lauderdale.
This is Fort Lauderdale just a couple of weeks ago, yeah, where they're lining people up, marching them off, and taking them in the dead of night, putting them into white vans. Is that the mission that we want for our military? Again, as I said, do we even want them doing that in foreign countries? Because that always has a history. That's the way human nature has always worked. That's the way empires have always worked. They always wind up using that against their own citizens, even if it was going to be used abroad. Let's go to some of your other calls. Let's go to Rich in New York. Rich?
Hey, David. How you doing, man?
Okay, doing good.
Listen, I had called once before, but it was the end of the show, and I just really want your opinion on something. The
sure.
opinion is there's a court case of it's called the Credit River decision, and I don't know if you're familiar with it.
No. Yeah, we don't have a lot of time, so give us a quick executive summary of what it is, because we are coming up against the end of the show again.
Yeah, okay. Unfortunately, basically it's based on the laws of what's it called, corporate agreement, to be able to bind the contract. This gentleman fought a mortgage case up in Minnesota and won it. The guy was a lawyer, and the thing was called the Credit River decision, and he based it on the fact that you have to supply legal consideration and assume a risk in order for a contract to be binding. There is no binding contract with frauds, Federal Reserve notes, and when a bank just moves numbers on a ledger, they're not assuming any risk either. So to me, this is a very important thing. I mean, he won that case. You know, how many cases have been won on Roe versus Wade? This is a really important issue that people need to check out, because then it nullifies any contract, any mortgage, any credit card. If you look at it, they would have to find the person in favor of the person who's being harassed.
Well, the interesting thing, Rich, is that, you know, just yesterday we were talking about how I think it was J.P. Morgan Chase was going to outlaw cash being used in deposit. We had other talk about the abolishment of cash. It says on the dollar bill that it's legal tender. You can't do that sort of thing. And yet we see that they can do whatever they wish, whether it's money laundering, whether it's rigging the LIBOR rates, the stock market, the commodities market. They do whatever they wish, and they never go to jail. They just get a free pass. We saw that with John Corzine. That's the way it works in this country. And if they can get away with those kind of massive frauds, if they can do it out in the open and get away with that, we're not going to be able, as long as we let that happen, we're not going to be able to take them down on some finer points of law. As long as the American society tolerates that kind of open corruption and doesn't demand that these people go to prison, that's what's going to happen. And we saw that at the very beginning of the day with Obama wringing his hands about a couple of people who died because they were Americans, ignoring the thousands of people that he's killed with his drone assassination attacks. Join us tonight at 7 o'clock on the Nightly News.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
I want more candy. I want more video games. Why am I lying?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.